these two pictures of St. Bartholomew, much like the picture of Minerva that we saw earlier, are presented as portraits. These are historical figures from long ago and far away, but Rembrandt portrays them in a format that's very, very similar to what we've seen of paintings that depict his contemporaries. And it's through this device that Rembrandt makes these remote figures come alive for us and communicate to his contemporaries, just as they continue to communicate to us 300 years later. A quality of many of Rembrandt's history paintings, and his etchings and drawings as well, is that he tries to strip away much of the adornment that goes with depicting historical figures. He'll often take away the architecture. He'll often take away attributes. In this case, he does show the knives, but in other cases, he may remove the attribute from a saint. It's made some of Rembrandt's paintings hard to interpret for modern scholars because they often don't recognize exactly which god or goddess is being depicted. But what Rembrandt was really all about was getting to the humanity of these figures and changing them from stony icons, from stony statues that are simply emblematic, to turning them into humans in a situation, dealing with issues, dealing with problems that they confront in their lives. For instance, here we see Bartholomew from the Getty, the later Bartholomew, the contemplative Bartholomew, perhaps thinking about his fate, wondering whether he is truly willing to sacrifice all in the name of Christ.